USA Radio News.
Evangelist leader Franklin Graham has a message for everyone on Christmas Day.
So I would encourage people this Christmas, pause for a moment and just thank God for His blessings. And even though we may be going through something difficult, I can promise you there are other people going through things that are more difficult. But we can certainly just thank Him for all that He's given to us and His blessings on us. And so just thank Him this Christmas. And I want to do that right now. Just say, God, thank you for life. Thank you for my family. And thank you for my friends.
On this Christmas Day, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the government shutdown.
I'd rather not be doing shutdowns. I've been at the White House, and I love the White House, but I wasn't able to be with my family. I thought it would be wrong for me to be with my family. I just didn't want to go down and be there when other people are hurting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's continued concerns about a salmonella outbreak. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The CDC reporting more than 200 people have been sickened from the salmonella outbreak in 38 states linked to raw turkey. At least one person has died in California. The bacteria has been found in live turkeys, turkey products, and turkey pet food. The illness has led to at least one recall from a Jenny O plant in Wisconsin. The CDC is recommending you make sure turkey is thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 429 people are now dead from a tsunami in Indonesia. Stephen McAndrew is head of emergency operations for the International Federation of Red Cross. He tells ABC's Good Morning America they're still trying to rescue folks.
So we are holding out full hope. We have seen, I personally have seen people that have been rescued in some of our Red Cross earthquake operations up to 11 days after the event.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Florida is one of a handful of states that passed laws in 2018 requiring or permitting schools and other public buildings to prominently post the words, "In God We Trust." Arizona is another state that allowed this. Alan Halls is a pastor down in Tampa Bay, and he tells Fox News, "We definitely need more God in our country."
You know, I think it's great. As a matter of fact, I think it's a step in the right direction. You know, look, if we look back at our histories, the history of our nation, and we look at that, even before there was a Constitution, before there was a Declaration of Independence, you had a group of people that came here and with an ideology of a city on a hill. And so to quote Representative Daniels when she said that, you know, God is light. And so to bring light into a dark place is a good thing. So I think it's a great move in the right direction. Do I think that a sign is going to change everything? No, I don't. However, I believe it is a good step towards a great change.
A minor setback for Major League Baseball players. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has the details.
Although the Major League Baseball Players Association says the average Major League baller's salary dropped this year for the first time since 2004 and for only the fourth time since record-keeping began 50 years ago, it's hard to feel sorry for them. The union says the average salary of $4,095,686 is down about $1,400 from last year. This year's survey was based on the 968 players on Major League rosters and disabled lists as of August 31st.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.